The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
Well, hi, everybody. My name is Frida. I'm a registered nurse, and I want to welcome all of you to our client support call this evening. I am going to be joined by Dr. D. Garcia. Dr. Garcia and I are also certified OPTAVIA coaches, and we're very happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for our current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals. It's going to last for 30 minutes. This call is designed to be an interactive call where you can ask questions and get answers from health professionals right away. Now, keep in mind that we'll do our best to answer your questions, but we also encourage you to contact your personal healthcare provider as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you're taking medications or have any medical considerations. We're going to begin by hearing from a few of you who are on the line joining us tonight. Then Dr. Garcia will share a quick health tip for this week. And after that, we'll get right to the question and answer portions of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, you're going to need to dial *6 on your phone to unmute. Then we'll ask that you share your first name, where you're from, and your success on your health journey. After that, please dial *6 again so that we can keep the line as clear as possible. So here we go. Who's out there with us tonight?
Frida, and I'm here, Dr. Garcia. I just want to make sure that you can hear me okay.
I can be. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Yeah, perfect.
Does anybody else want to say hi?
Okay. Hi, Stouty, Davenport, Florida.
I heard Pat Stouty first.
This is Debbie Nelson from Walla Walla, Washington.
Hi, did you say Debbie?
Yes.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Just so I can, I'm going to brag for a minute. I did hear Pat Stouty, and we are really blessed because Pat Stouty is my health coach and Dr. Garcia's health coach. Welcome, Pat, and thanks for joining us. And, guys, she's also my sister, so I'm pulling that one on you, Dee.
Yep, and she's also my friend.
Yeah.
Well,
all right,
everybody
else want to say?
In great hands tonight with these two health professionals. Thanks for all you do, ladies.
Thanks, Pat. Yeah. All right, I think everybody's kind of being shy, Dr. Garcia, so if you want, let's go ahead and let you take it, and that's the topic tonight.
Perfect. Well, what I want to talk about tonight is discipline versus deprivation, and that was actually the title of one of the recent Habits of Health webinars. Those webinars follow the doctor and nurses call from 7:30 to 8 Central Time. But it's so true. When people are considering going on a program to improve their health and for many lose weight, get to a healthier weight, they oftentimes get right into deprivation mode. And deprivation mode is really easy to get into if you're really fixated on dieting. So I always say to people, you know, let's not get into the diet mentality, because dieting is about deprivation. You can't have this, you can't have that, you have to do this. However, ours is a lifestyle program. And our lifestyle program is meant to help people create the best version of themselves. And that's something that we can all get excited about. The other thing is, if you're on a lifestyle program, it's a journey. And the journey is never a straight line. It's always a little crooked. Sometimes the path curves back in the wrong direction before it curves, you know, back onto in the right direction. So really think about when you're on a program, creating that discipline for yourself. I love to use analogies, but you know, when I left to go to college, I was from a small town, the oldest of five. My mother was an emotional wreck. She was sobbing, hanging onto my arm, telling me not to go. And it was really, you know, I had someone else take me because my mother couldn't handle it. But once I got there, was I homesick? Of course I was homesick. I could have turned around and gone home in 5 minutes. However, I developed this discipline, and the discipline was showing up for class, studying, doing the assignments, getting through day after day, week after week, and semester after semester. So it's the same thing with our lifestyle program. Developing that discipline, eating every 2.5 to 3 hours, getting the water in, learning how to prepare a lean and green meal, or learning how to order a lean and green meal from a restaurant. And so if you really keep in mind the end result, it can be such an exhilarating journey instead of a drudgery. So anyway, Frida and I and Pat, we love helping people transform their health in so many ways. I was talking to someone that was referred to me by a chiropractor friend of mine a few days ago, and this young woman is 31 years old, 5'1", she's a petite little person, starting the program at 325. And so when I asked her what she wanted to create for herself, of course she got into, well, I want to lose weight, tell me more, I want to feel better, I want to get rid of the pain in my joints, I've got pain in my hips and in my knees, especially as the day goes on. I want to be more outgoing. I'm a recluse because I know that when I go out in public, people are talking behind my back because of my weight. I want to have a boyfriend. I've never had a boyfriend because I've been really heavy since junior high. I want to feel better about myself, have self-esteem, more confidence, wear cuter clothes. She told me so many things. And so it's easy for a person like that to get into, well, gee, I'm not going to be able to eat the pizza. I'm not going to be able to drink the Pepsi. But instead, she got excited about what she could create for herself. Vibrant health and longevity, confidence, you know, eventually starting to date, getting out of the house and socializing with friends. So that's the difference between a deprivation mentality and disciplining ourselves for creating this amazing version of ourselves. So that's my tip, Frida, for today, and we'll turn it over to Q&A.
Thank you, Dr. Garcia. That was wonderful. And it brings up a lot of points that, thanks for giving my story some definition. When you talk about discipline, you know, I was the one who said, hey, I'll do this for a month, you know, and then I'll be done. And I had no, I wouldn't even let Pat tell me what this was about. You know, she just said, you'll get a book. And I said, okay, fine. Yeah, that's all great. And I just did the program. And I realized, looking back now, there was my discipline because I had told her I would do it. And I had absolutely no belief that it would work. But you don't have to believe. You have to be disciplined. So thank you for giving me that definition. And I love the way you said, I think it was Dr. Cheryl Child that talked to me one day, because I was in that mindset of, well, I have to do this and I have to do that. And Dr. Child looked at me and said, watch your words. She recommended to me, listen to your words. Do you have to or do you want to? And just that little shift was such a big difference for me. So thank you. And it, like I said, it just brought all of those things home. And again, that's discipline. I still, to this day, will hear myself wanting to say, well, I have to do this or I can't do this. And instead, it's I want to do this. Just a quick little shift made up a lot of difference. So thank you, Dr. Garcia, for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
So we're going to go ahead and open this up. If anyone has questions, comments, tidbits, anything that you would like to share, we would love to hear what you have to bring to us. So to do that, you're just going to dial *6 on your phone. That's going to unmute your line, and then you'll be able to talk to us, and we'll be able to hear you.
Hi, this is Debbie Albertson. I'm a health coach, and I'm in Northern California, and I have a question about a client.
Awesome. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. I have a client who's very, very motivated, doing what she needed to do on the program, and from the get-go, she started having issues with the fueling. You know, she became very gassy, very constipated. Just felt miserable. So we had ordered the on-the-go starter kit for her, which had a lot of bars. So we eliminated the bars and exchanged for some other fuelings. She was so miserable, she wanted to take a two-week break just to kind of get her, what in her words, get her gut back to normal again. So she did that. She was having normal bowel movements, feeling very good, but really willing to jump in again. And we talked about the kinds of foods that she was eating and the vegetables and maybe, you know, taking like Senna. So she jumped in, eliminated all of the bars and had exactly the same symptoms again. And after 2 weeks, she said, I can't do this. I'm really motivated and I want this to work. But I had called nutritional support. They had given us some ideas. We did a three-way call. We had tried absolutely everything. And, you know, she said, there's nothing more I think that I can do. I think it has to do with something that's in these fuelings. And so we stopped the program. I'm helping her count calories. But I'm just wondering if you have any additional advice.
I probably, Debbie, would have, first of all, that's unusual for someone to have that many side effects, if you will. We've got some background noise. For the person with the background noise, if you could press *6. And Debbie, maybe it's you.
No, it's not me.
Okay. Anyway, so it's unusual to have those kinds of issues with someone on our program, but every once in a while it does happen. And so what I normally do is back off, and I'll take someone to a 3 and 3.
Hey, Dr. Garcia,
any help on that call or any help with all the talking?
I just want to stop for a second, and I would love if everyone would just say their name right now. Don't unmute your phone. Leave it just like it is, and please say your name.
Debbie.
Mark.
Okay, I think whoever, wait, I'm sorry, I just heard someone else. Who?
Mark.
Mark,
yes,
could you please, yeah, could you please star six your phone? You're not muted and we're hearing everything.
Or just mute your, if you've got a mute button, Mark, just press the mute. Okay. Thank
we
you
did,
so much.
We did
yeah,
do a three
could,
and three
totally
for last.
And so anyway, had... Debbie, back to what I would have done is started her more slowly then, you know, once you get that feedback that she's having GI issues. So maybe having done a three and three, using the fuelings as snacks in between, you know, her meals. And then seeing if that made a difference. I know with the original, the classic Metafast products, gas and GI symptoms used to be a lot more prevalent. And the reason why, I used to think it was the soy. It wasn't the soy, it was the artificial sweeteners. But the newer products, the essential line, the select line, don't have the artificial sweeteners. And so that gas and bloating, you know, has gone way down, and in most people doesn't affect them anymore. You know, I've encountered this not with my own clients, and I've been coaching for 11 years, but I have had other coaches in my organization where an occasional person has terrible constipation, there are, you know, stool softeners and medications that they can take, you know, over-the-counter medications. I think the other thing that helps is movement, because so many of our clients are in sedentary jobs and they're sitting a lot. Getting up and moving around gets those loops of bowel, you know, moving, and can help with the bowel issue. But it's a tough problem, and you know, it breaks our heart when you have someone like that who is so motivated, and yet for whatever reason, you know, this the program is really, really touchy for them. Frida, anything you can add to that, or Debbie, any comment you have?
Well, we did. We did
I'm
try,
sorry, Debbie.
We did try about three different stool softeners. We put her on three and two, four and two. The constipation let up a little bit, but the part that was the hardest for her was she was having stomach aches and really bad gas, point where she was afraid to leave the house, and she did walk every day. So I told her this was really unusual, and I had never encountered anything like this before.
And was she wasn't on the classic products, right?
No, she was doing, yeah, all of, not
yeah,
any classic products.
Yeah. Well,
Debbie,
thank you
this
for
is
sharing that. Go ahead, Frida.
Yeah. This is Frida. Just some thought. And I remember like Dee, you know, we've done this for a long time. And I remember Laurie Anderson, occasionally when we would have calls in this way, one of her recommendations was that A, your client stop, which you know she has, and then introduce the products back in, but only like one a day. Like you'd start back, and for 4 or 5 days, she would have one fueling a day. And then 4 or 5 days later, introduce a second fueling. If she's feeling okay, then you know, come in with that
second fueling, and it's kind of like priming the pump. And you take this over maybe 3 to 4 weeks of getting up to a 5-in-1 if she can tolerate it.
Yeah.
Also, go ahead.
Oh, we jumped back into a 4-in-2 and we were,
right.
She said immediately 2 days into it, she was miserable. So she wasn't at
right.
that point, she was thinking this isn't
yeah.
going to work. Tried everything.
Right. Right. And that's where we've had some success with these types of, and it's few and far between, thank goodness, but where you take maybe 5 or 6, 4 to 6 days, and all you do is one fueling a day, and then introduce a second fueling a day. So in other words, get her on a good, healthy caloric intake with some healthy choices of regular foods that do not make her feel uncomfortable. And she could try this. You pick one food. Let's say it's a shake. Well, you got 7 shakes in a box. Okay, do one a day for a week. Then the next week, continue with those, but add a second fueling in. And it's just a very slow up swing to a 5-in-1 if she can get there, the 4-in-2 if that's where she feels okay. But because it's a slow introduction, it can give that gut a little time to adjust. It's a thought. The other
yes.
thing is, if she starts feeling bad, it's not really hard to come right off of it because you've only got a few fuelings a day.
Yeah,
right.
But Debbie, we do understand, if somebody's had a bad experience and you've tried it multiple times and now she's kind of thrown in the towel. But just for the other people on the call to know, this is highly, highly, highly unusual. I have never had a client like that in my 11 years of coaching. Frieda, let's move on to another
yes,
question
ma'am.
Because we're being short on time. Anyone else? Question or comment?
Hi, this is Stacy. Is this?
Yes.
Oh,
hi,
Stacy. Hi, Stacy Phillips. I'm a health coach, and I had a quick question. First, just a really fast comment on the previous caller. I don't know if this would be anything worth trying, but just from my experience, I'm a registered dietetic technician, and my experience, some people, very, 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 very few people might have a sensitivity to chicory, the ingredient chicory root, that kind of inulin that says chicory on it, and it just every once in a while, blue moon, you'll have someone who might be sensitive to that, and there are plenty of fuelings that don't contain that. So, one of my suggestions would be, looking at the vanilla shake does not have any chicory in it. But I would try that if she's desperate. And this is kind of the last thing that she would try is just introducing it. Maybe pick the first few fuelings, pick ones that don't have chicory in them. See if there's any reaction, and then maybe add one that does and see if maybe that's it. And it's very, very simple to avoid them if she is one of those people who has that sensitivity. Anyway, my question, you're welcome.
Yeah,
my question, I have a friend who is on a kidney transplant list, and he's preparing to have a kidney transplant in a while. He still has, he's on peritoneal dialysis, and he's managed very well in that. He does have dietary restrictions he cannot have. I mean, he's losing weight so much, they're really afraid of his nutrition. He's lost a lot of weight. And he actually wanted to use our product for their nutritional component, but he can't have anything that has more than 10% in it of phosphorus. Do you know, I've been looking on the labels, I can't find where phosphorus content is listed. Do you know of any way I can find that out?
Boy, I would call or email nutrition support. I have no idea about the phosphorus. I do have a good friend from medical school who is a nephrologist, and I had shown him this program because he referred me an occasional person. And the one thing that we talked about was that some nephrologists were really concerned about certain nutrients not, you know, being too high in the products, and then also the concern about protein. And his comment was, if someone's on dialysis, you're going to take care of all of that. He said, I don't worry if a person's on dialysis. I worry if their renal function is so compromised that the next step is dialysis.
Right, and exactly.
So, but I don't, you know, specifically know about the phosphorus. You know, that's pretty specific there.
I'll find
there.
Out so the rationale. I appreciate that, Dr. Garcia. I'll find out the rationale behind that. I mean, my son got a kidney transplant, you know, so I know that there are some dietary restrictions when they're not on dialysis, and if they're on hemodialysis, there are still some because that's not an everyday thing. But peritoneal dialysis is every night, and so they actually want him to get as much protein as he can get because, you know, the peritoneal fluid leaches out the protein, you know, from his body, and so he loses actually a lot more than he can actually almost intake. So I appreciate that.
Well, I'll tell you, as a dietitian, you sound like you know a lot more about this issue than certainly I do. So thank you for asking the question and giving us your knowledge. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I wish I was a dietitian quite yet, but I'm a registered dietetic tech. So technician, NDCR, but I'll take it. I still love learning. I'll take the compliment. Thank you, Dr. Garcia.
Sure.
Well, Dr. Garcia, I have 1 minute till the end of our call, so I think I'm going to go ahead and close it. Number one, thank you. Thank you for sharing that amazing topic with us, and thank you for being here to answer questions and give us your input. I want to thank everyone else and congratulate you for investing your time in your health this evening. Remember, you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast and or hear a few prior weeks recordings of these helpful calls on your Health Coaches co-branded website. The playback of tonight's call is going to be available hopefully within about 48 hours. Now, if you have any questions that weren't answered or in between support calls, please first connect with your coach. And for additional help, you can email nutrition support, and that is nutritionsupport@optavia.com. And again, your healthcare provider is there to serve you as well. Remember, these calls happen on Wednesdays. Our call begins at 8 Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and the Habits of Health webinar actually begins right now. So to access that webinar, simply access Zoom by logging in to zoom.us on your computer or downloading the free Zoom app on your phone. Click Join a Meeting and then enter this ID number. So grab a pen. That number is 113-312-513. I'm going to say it again, 113-312-513. So again, everyone, thank you for joining us. Please share what you've learned and invite your clients and your friends to join us next week. Everyone, have a great night. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you, Frida. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.